I'm very happy now to welcome Beth Longenecker and Tara Early. They are from the Horse Shelter. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for having us.
And we are having you here today on the occasion of an amazing event that is happening tomorrow. It's both the Day of the Cowboy celebration and an event that the Horse Shelter is doing called Gimme Shelter. But we'll talk about that in a minute. First of all, what is the Horse Shelter about? I mean, it's rehabilitation, rescue, adoption.
Mary Charlotte, it's actually a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to abused, abandoned, and neglected horses. We currently have anywhere between 76 to 81 horses on 50 acres of property. We have the ability to expand to 300 acres. And what has become our priority is a recognition that unless we adopt horses out, we will be very limited in the number of horses that we can bring in. So
right.
Beth has been very instrumental in developing the Gimme Shelter program.
And so that's about not only rehabilitating and rescuing the horses, but training them in such a way that they are, I mean, you don't call them pets with horses.
No, they're not pets. Training them to the ability to get ready for the public to adopt them, and to train them to their full potential and match them with the right partnership of person. And it was just really important to get some training programs implemented into the shelter. We have not only gotten this launched for the Gimme Shelter Challenge on Saturday, but we have a trainer's foster program going on where trainers in the community are fostering ones that are under saddle but needed more work to be more adoptable. We have a great community doing that right now. I have two as well at home doing that. And then we also implemented hiring a full-time trainer and new ranch managers at the shelter that have a lot of experience with training, handling diverse horses. And we feel like implementing the training program at the shelter as well is just going to be hugely instrumental. And we've had about 12 or 13 adoptions just in the last 2 months, just getting all this launched and getting the horses more out and getting them worked with.
Now, the horses that come into the horse shelter, abused, neglected, abandoned, have these horses had a lot of contact with people?
Some of them have, and we've had some that have had no contact with people. We had a small group of feral horses that came in from Chama that were out in the wild, and they're currently being worked with a trainer in El Dorado that's taking them one at a time for us, getting them gentled so that we can handle them and vet them and, you know, do their feet and you know, get them so that they're able to start some training, and then he returns them to us so that we can, you know, move on with their training period.
Now, when people adopt horses, what kind of situations do those, you know, do the horses go into? Are they horses that then get ridden every day? Do they become workhorses?
I think it depends on what the individual has in mind for the particular horse. But we have a program wherein we try and match the particular horse to the individual's needs. We're very sensitive in terms of going out and vetting the property to make sure that the property meets the specifications and that everything is conducive to a healthy life for the horses. But it really just depends on the individual and the individual horse.
Yeah. And if the current owner gets in a situation later that they need to not be the owner anymore, the horse shelter always has the first right of refusal to take the horses back in or find them their new home.
On your website, which is thehorseshelter.org, there are all these photographs of horses before and after, horses that come in looking like they're borderline starving.
That, like Katie.
Like, I'm like looking Katie at a here. Horse right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll hold the picture up to the microphone so you can all see it, called Katie, and Katie's ribs are showing and her head is down, and then the Katie after is just a magnificent, beautiful horse. What are their stories?
You know, a picture tells a thousand words, and some of them come from homes where there's been financial hardship, which has happened a lot
given the
economy. And oftentimes, you know, families are embarrassed to admit that they have a problem, and the horse suffers. Other times it's pure neglect. It just, the situations vary.
It sounds so much like what we talk about all the time on the show with dogs.
Sure.
That's exactly right. The
it's
animal
exactly
shelter, it's
way.
The same kind of thing.
And we find some that are in not bad condition, but people have literally can't afford to take care of them and have turned them loose. We have a lot of horses at the shelter that have come out of the gallop area that have just been turned loose. And as they've come out of quarantine and we're evaluating them, they have training on them. You can tell as we start to work with them that they have training on them. So, you know, we get them vetted and we get to know kind of what age they might be. And we start working with them and see where they're at in their training. And that makes us know later, you know, what kind of horse they'll be for an adoption or if they need to be worked with more. You know, we hold them back for that.
And some horses, quite honestly, will stay with us for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they have an injury and they're not able to be adopted out, or they're just not conducive to be ridden and to be adopted out.
Or adopted out.
Yeah.
Although some people want companion horses for their older horses, and so sometimes those get adopted out for a companion horse.
Well, that's another thing I was going to ask you is these horses, when they come in and after the initial period of presumably really serious rehabilitation, I imagine they just eat and eat at the beginning.
Well, you actually have to be careful because you can kill them if you feed them too high a protein when they're starved. They're dehydrated. You know, sometimes they need, you know, fluids. And you actually have to bring them up on a very slow, low-carb, low-sugar diet in the beginning when you're starting to rehabilitate one that's been starved.
Right.
So.
But then do they get to know each other and make friends?
Yeah, we actually, we find horses that work well together in pens. The horse shelter is amazing on how large they have large paddocks out there, trees, three-sided sheds. It's a beautiful facility and a really nice, calm, quiet place for them to be. Everybody that works out there and the volunteers and everything are all very vital to these horses being around people and letting them know that it's okay to be around people again.
And we have a really strong volunteer base.
Yes.
Any volunteers out there listening right now, we want to recognize you and thank you for everything that you do every day for us.
And all the workers out there, they're just incredible. They go out there in conditions of heat and snow and wind and, you know, make sure the animals are
taken
care of.
The road being washed out.
The road being washed out. So we have a very large community of support for these horses.
And if anybody is listening right now and is somewhat of a horse person and wants to volunteer, they can go to thehorseshelter.org and find out more.
Absolutely. They can also call 471-6179.
471-6179. So you're having a special event tomorrow starting at 10 in the morning, Saturday, the 26th of July. It's both Day of the Cowboy and a horse shelter event called Gimme Shelter. What's it all about?
Okay. Well, Clint Mortensen will be, I think this is his fourth or fifth year that he has hosted the National Day of the Cowboy event, which is really an event that is an educational event. It's free to the public. It's meant to have people come and see different demonstrations that are going on in his ring, learn about having a horse, what it means to have a horse, riding a horse, the different disciplines of the horse, and how important the horse has been in the history of America.
Yeah. And the cowboy.
Yeah, and the cowboy. And the cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Let's not forget them, too.
Considering we have two cowgirls
at
the table.
Here.
Thank you very much.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we were able to tag on our Gimme Shelter Trainers Rally for Rescue event to Clint's event. The gates will open at 10 a.m. Our demonstration of our horse shelter horses will take place at 3 o'clock with an auction to follow. We will have a chuck wagon out there, so anybody that's hungry can come and have chuck wagon barbecue food.
And that chuck wagon food is so good.
Oh, my gosh. It is really good.
We'll have lots of good vendors out there, too.
The mine shaft will be pouring 14 Hands wine, and 14 Hands was kind enough to donate the wine, very appropriately so, to this event. And we will have probably about, 12 different booths or vendors that are all horse-related that will be selling their wares, and several different demonstrations. So,
and the Gimme Shelter horses will be there available at 10 a.m. To talk to the trainers. We'll be available all day to talk about the horses and where they're at in their training.
Now, the Gimme Shelter, basically trainers are working with these rescued horses to get them ready to be auctioned, to be adopted.
That's correct. And we graciously had these trainers come in, and we picked 18 horses out of the 80 horses at the shelter, all of which had not been saddled or broke at all. Some of them were barely halter broke. And we had a lottery draw, and the trainers came in and drew their numbers, picked their horses, and have taken their horses home for 100 days of training. And we've gotten nothing but good reports about how the horses are doing, and they all look beautiful, and they're coming along great. So they're going to do a challenge on Saturday and show off where the horses are and their training and ability, and then we're going to try to find them a new home afterwards. And anybody that wants to bid on the horses can get pre-screened. They can go to the horseshelter.org and fill out the applications and get pre-screened and bid on these fine horses on Saturday.
And, sort of just starting at the very beginning, back in January, we host an annual dinner. It's called the Equine Dinner, and it's hosted at Restaurant Martine. And at that dinner, we were able to get 15 individuals to donate $1,500 to support the horse during the 100 days of training so that the actual trainers did not have to pay to have that horse on property. So it really has had a lot of forethought that's gone into this. It is our first year. The event is, I don't want to say it's so much of a fundraiser as much as it is a public relations effort to demonstrate that the horse shelter, to get the word about the horse shelter out and what we do, and more importantly, that if you are looking for a horse, the horse shelter is a very good resource for that.
Yes.
It really is. Like, if you're looking for a dog, whether it be an adult dog or a senior dog or a puppy, you should go to the shelter. And I hadn't really thought of it being the same with horses, but it's really
totally
the same
analogous.
Thing.
Totally analogous. Yeah.
Well, we should start having our horse of the week as we have a cat of the week on the...
We'd love it. We'd love to do that.
We've 80 weeks worth of material to use.
Good. Well, if people want more information about this, they can go to thehorseshelter.org. They can also call 471-6179. And they can also just show up. The gates open tomorrow morning, Saturday at 10 o'clock. And the event is off of Highway 14 on Bonanza Creek Road at Cliff Mortensen's Ranch. And people can simply show up there. And then the demonstration event is, 3 in the afternoon, you said?
3 o'clock.
Yep.
Yes.
Also, just for your listeners, we'd like to thank Lexus of Santa Fe and Land Rover, Accessories Unlimited in Albuquerque. They were all sponsors of the event.
San Marcos Cafe.
And San Marcos Cafe.
Deep Cafe.
Yep. And they deserve a very hearty thanks on behalf of all the horses at the shelter.
And we'd like to mention our 6 trainers that will be there.
Right.
Excellent.
That'll be Clint Mortensen, Michelle DeCantis, Jos Lemmers and Erica Hess,
Ginger
Gaffney, Kirsten Clegg, and Rogelio Enriquez. And a couple of the horses that won't be in the competition on Saturday, not due to anything, but one of them had a little injury in the Pecos Wilderness, but is healing good. Little Tucker was the trainer on him, and Karen Evans from Albuquerque, who has Black Rose.
Now, Before we go, can you tell our listeners today, maybe horse lovers in particular, why they should make a donation right now to Public Radio by calling 428-1393?
You know, I don't know about you, but my husband and I do listen to Public Radio, and I think what we find is it's always educational. There's always a story out there that we didn't know or weren't aware of that raises our interest level, and I think that Public Radio, you know, generally fosters that.
Yeah, it's very vital in getting out events like this about horses, other animals, and other public things that people wouldn't normally know about.
The Horse Shelter is on the web at thehorseshelter.org. Beth Longenecker and Tara Early, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.